Hey, what's up, y'all? It is your girl, Stardom Shine, aka Sweet Stardom, from the one and the only iconic radio show. And baby, we got a story for y'all today, boo. Okay, so according to, and shout out to Black Millionaires, a 34-year-old woman is demanding that her ex-boyfriend compensate her for wasting her childbearing years. Yes, y'all, she dated him for 10 years and he left her with no ring and no kids. So she wants all her coins, baby. She wants him to pay for her fertility treatment so she can start a family with another man. Now, I want to know what are y'all thoughts, but you already know your girl got to put her own little 2 cents plus some tax in, okay? Got to put the change in. They taking away the penny, so let me get away all my coins. You know what I mean? All right, so the comments, let's jump straight to the comments and then I'll give you my 2 cents. The comments said, but you could have left. Somebody said you could have left. Somebody else said, ladies, do not waste more than 2 years with a man in your 20s and 1 year in your 30s. So how do you guys feel about that? Someone else said, why can't I talk today? Someone also said he sold her a dream. Yes, she deserves compensation. Ooh, so this is like a back and forth, right? We have, this is an arguable debate. Me personally, I feel like, and I hope it wasn't one of those situations where he forced her to stay. You know, it was a dangerous, toxic type of situation physically. But if not, baby, the door was always there. You could have easily walked out. And even in different situations, it's something called an escape route, an escape plan. So for wanting him to compensate you just because you overstayed your welcome and the relationship didn't quite work out, I don't think that's entirely right. You know what I mean? Like, we all go through bad life experience and that just makes your blessing so much greater, so much better. You know, I've even been through things myself, but I would never expect one of my exes to compensate me. You know what I mean? That's just like me asking my baby daddy, you know what I need more than child support. I need you to give me back my years, bro. But at the same token, that person goes through it too. And ultimately that person starts over as well. And although men are in a different position than us a lot of the times when it comes to able to have children past a certain age, I mean, you made that decision as well. 10 years with no ring. Let's put the babies to the side. Okay. Let's F them kids real quick. Baby, let's get real quick. 10 years, no ring. That's kind of a dead end that you signed up for from the beginning. And I do kind of agree with that one comment that says, don't waste more than 2 years with a man if you don't see where it's going. It's not leading into marriage. Nobody says you have to hop after 3 months, 6 months. But baby, after a good year or two, you should definitely, life is short. I don't have the time. Reclaiming my time. You don't have to say yes to everybody who proposed to you. Ooh, that's another thing. Reclaiming my time. But at the same token, baby, you cannot let these people waste your time and play these type of games, holding up your energy, because that does block you from your husband, wife, etc. That blocks you from your person. That blocks you from having your baby, whatever the case is. If y'all been together for 10 years, let's just be real, okay? Let's stop sugarcoating, okay? Let's have this plain and bland, okay? Let's put a couple, you know, extra things in a potato salad, you know what I mean? Let's just give it to you like this, okay? Baby, let's put some mayonnaise in this. I need you to taste it for what it is, okay? I'm not going to season it up for you. Baby, y'all been together for 10 years. You've been with this man, okay? My voice just getting deep. I'm so cute. Okay. You've been with this man for 10 years, okay? Hey, listen to bro. And you guys have not conceived a child yet. You know what I mean? You knew where this was going past year two. You knew. I'm pretty sure y'all went to the doctor. But you knew this man probably couldn't have kids. He in the same boat as you, boo-boo. Y'all both. Listen. I'm saying what I'm saying. And that's not necessarily because, you know, maybe it's you. Maybe it's him. Maybe he can get in with another woman to have kids. Maybe it just wasn't meant for y'all to have kids. But after 10 years, baby, you knew and you still signed up for that commitment. After like year five, definitely, you was like, baby, I'm accepted. It is what it is. We just can't have children together. You know what I mean? You know? So, I don't know. I hope I wish for you the best, but a part of your healing process, baby, is going to be let that man stay where he lay. Let him lay where he stay. However which way you want to flip the pancake, it's still brown. Okay? Let him just do him. And you don't want to come off as bitter. I know that you're hurt. I know that you're upset. But financially, that man does not owe you a coin when it comes to wasting your time during a commitment that essentially y'all wasted each other's. I hate to say this, and I wish you could see me, my lip curling up right now. You know the thing when you kind of smush your bottom lip into your teeth? You know, I'm just kind of raising it. That face was SpongeBob. I'd be like, you do like Grammy Patties, don't you, Squirt? You know, I'm doing that because it's just kind of like, you feel it? Did you see that? Y'all kind of did it to each other. I hate that for you. And I'm not trying to make a mockery because it's real feelings. And people really think like this in the world. But I will say, he sold you a dream. And you deserve to move on and make the fantasy a reality with someone else. And let me just be honest with you. When you really a true deep believer in God or your higher power, baby, when you really blessed, you be like, if anything, just bless me with peace. Even if I don't end up having any kids, even if I don't end up being married and meeting my forever, just bless me with peace. Because although you left this man, who is to say that you really will, you know, find someone else and get married and, you know, have kids? That just may not be your story. And guess what, baby? That is okay. You lived and you learned from this. But I will take this time. If you're feeling like that about him, be honest, you don't need to be dating. If you're feeling that way about him. Now, if you want to go through the fertility treatments and all this and that and have a baby on your own without a spouse, that do you, boo. That's your business. In this economy, I would not. But that is literally your business. But we gotta look at the bigger picture. You saved yourself a lifetime. You saved yourself eternity being any more deep into the soul tie that you didn't already put yourself in. You are free. So it's time to fly. Figure out the things that you love to do, right? You gotta get to know yourself because ultimately you settled for a lot within these 10 years, okay? So I just wish you the best. It does not take him that long to know if you're his person and you want to marry him, and if you feel like that's what you want at marriage, 9 times out of 10, within 10 years, you done already had this conversation with you. Maybe he done shot you down. If a man rejects you, I really want you to hear the silence. I want you to hear it for what it is. If a man rejects you, okay, and you put your all into it, and you patiently waited, okay? Because everybody don't have to jump when you say jump. If it's not for you, move around. But if you feel like, okay, this is someone I still want, he's just not ready yet. But within 10 years, sweetheart, that man don't like you like that, okay? Because you put it like a shock. You put it like, after 10 years, he wasted my time. So it obviously means he wasn't, you know, cold heartedly, no marriage, because you been had the door and opportunity to leave. You know what I mean? Within them 10 years. If he keeps saying no, you knew what it was. But if you're surprised and you're heartbroken, I think you need to look at the bigger picture. He gave you all the signs. And it's time for us to dig deep inside of our intuitions and see reality for what it really is. Stop trying to hold on to the breadcrumbs that he give you and expect a full Thanksgiving platter. It's not going to happen. And I'm sorry for that. But what I'm not sorry for is that you brought the table and you still get to eat. Have a good day.